Hello?
Hello, Dad, it's me. After the day after work, no well, there's some guy came to the door to the council saying that porch is needing to come down.
Too bizarre.
He's still here. He's saying it's to come down. If it's not done by Tuesday, they'd send some folk round to take it down.
Put him on to the phone to me.
He's here.
Hello, sir.
Hi, who is this?
This is Mr. Gillespie, sir, for the council. You got my letters?
No, I've not read any letters for the council.
We wrote you on three separate occasions, sir. You've chosen to ignore us.
I've never had any letters for
you. Hear that a lot, sir. It's about the porch.
I phoned up for permission. They gave us permission to do it.
Well, I've checked with the planning department, sir. No permission has been granted. I've gone through all your files and there's nothing on record, sir.
But I phoned somebody in the council ages ago and they said it was okay.
You phoned somebody at the council, sir? Can I have the name of the person you spoke to?
I don't know. It was somebody in planning because I phoned and asked and I decided before I started. I mean, I'm not going to waste thousands of pounds building something that I've not got permission for.
There's no way that somebody in our department told you that, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, I can assure you I'm not a liar. And that's what somebody told me that.
Somebody told you that? But somebody in our department, or somebody down the pub, sir? It's a big difference.
Listen to me, mate. You're trying to make a fool of me here. Don't do that, right?
Nobody's trying to make a fool of you, sir. I'm just
trying to talk down to me, make a fool of me, right? I'm not even made a...
You can understand why I find this hard to believe.
Yes, you're right enough in a way, mate, right, but I'm not making it up.
I've written to you on three occasions and you've chosen to ignore me.
I work away from home. I'm not home for ages at a time. And I've asked my wife if I received any mail. She says no.
You're saying you didn't receive the letters on three occasions?
If I received any letters, I've been straight on the phone to you. I've come down and seen
you. Maybe you should have arranged for the council to join us to build this properly.
What's wrong with it?
Well, the poor, it's shoddy workmanship, sir, whoever did this. I think you got ripped off.
I built it myself, mate. The brickwork's a wee bit dodgy, but everything else on the inside's okay. All the timber, everything's fine with it.
Is this the first project you built yourself, sir, or?
Well, listen, this you try to be smart with me again.
I'm not trying to be smart at all, sir. The long and short of it is that it's an eyesore and some of the residents have been complaining.
Well, it's not finished yet.
So you built it years ago, but you haven't finished it yet?
No. See, there you've got jumping conclusions again. I got permission last year to build it. I built it last summer.
Right. In a day, sir, did you build it rather quickly, I would imagine? In between jobs?
I built it over two weekends, yes.
Aye, it looks like that. Well, I've had complaints from many neighbours. It could be a haven for rats, for all we know.
Oh, for saying it. Right, listen, mate, I might have a wee meeting with you, because you're been off a cheeky day, mate. You've been... ignorant way me as well.
I'll tell you why, sir, because you're a liar. You're lying to me, sir. That's what you're doing.
I'm a liar.
You, sir, are a liar.
Right. I'm going to leave my work and come up with now.
You're going to leave your work and come up with along with the person that gave you permission to build it.
No, I'm going to come up and I'm going to punch your face in, you stupid.
I don't take well to threats, sir, so you'll listen to me and you'll listen good. Shushed.
What's your name?
Shushed. All right, listen to me.
No, you shut up. What's your name, you?
Shushed, sir.
Yes, I'm coming up now. I'm going to.
Go and
get my van.
Listen, he's hung up.
Hello. Hello, Dad. Did you give that guy permission to take that down?
No, I didn't, Taylor.
Can you hear what? Coming down right now, sir.
Aye.
That's it. The shoddy workmanship is gone.
Right, I'm going to tell Taylor I'm going to smash you when I come home tonight.
Taylor, do you want to tell your dad that he's on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad? On the plus side, Archie, let me tell you, Taylor's won £100 cash, so that's all right.
Well, you better be giving me half, I can assure you.
Taylor, well played!
Right, thanks a lot.
See you later, guys.
Right, bye.